balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a scientist and, by all accounts, a health and fitness nut. So I was looking for something that I thought might give me just a little bit more edge. And I've tried many things, and I'm very strict in terms of my diet, my exercise, my lifestyle. I'm pleasantly surprised, I must admit. I typically, in the winter times, have respiratory issues or colds, and this is the longest period I can remember where I haven't had one. My body is experiencing something that it's never had, and then knowing that the change is because I took Balance of Nature, and it's worth the money. That's all I can say. It's worth the money.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration, a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization.
Gotta love that. Gotta love the ad for the CIA. I'm woke, I'm intersectional, I'm a woman of color. I'm a cisgender millennial. My ankles are cracked. I have bouts of dandruff. I have overcome to be part of the CIA. We don't care. You got there somehow, and I'm sure they were really happy to hire a woman of color so they could check the box. Anyways, these videos, it's so funny to me how women talk about themselves doing something extraordinary, and that is getting the job they wanted. I'm sorry, that's not really extraordinary. You got the job that you wanted to get with the CIA, no less. I don't have much respect for the CIA. I know too much about their dealings. So, yeah, I mean, you're a woman of color. Look what I've overcome. Really? In this country right now, do you have to overcome anything as a woman to get what you want? Basically, everyone else thinks you're going to steamroll your way over because I see a lot of that, too, because they want to prove something. So it's kind of interesting to watch women go, look at what I've overcome. I have anxiety and look what I did. That's a personal thing. Nobody needs to even know about that. That was an amazing ad. Just amazing that they're using, the CIA is using this woman of color to say, look at us, look how amazing. Just don't look at what we're doing behind the scenes all around the world, but and in this country in particular. But just look at this. Look how woke we are. So a couple of things I just wanted to talk about. Number one, Biden is unsure right now. Biden's cronies are unsure on whether or not he's the advisor to Biden, or she is, I'm sorry, Anita Dunn, senior advisor to Joe, his fraudulency, I should say. They're not confirming that schools can be open in the fall because of the unpredictability of the virus. Yep. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Yep. It's so deadly. I know you can look around and I know every single one of you have 30 members of your family that died because it's a pandemic, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. They didn't. Okay. So anyway, they're just unclear whether it should be politicized next year. That's basically next school year. So they're going to hold out on that. And let you know if they're gonna make it about politics and control, and take away more liberty from these children. Mm-hmm. They're gonna wait because they don't know. They might have to politicize it anyway. So unpredictable. So I wanted to mention that, and I also wanted to mention an article that the AP wrote too. It's kind of deceiving, you know. U.S. sets pandemic era high for air travel, over 1.6 million. Okay. First of all, everyone was really tired of being locked down, so everyone wants to go somewhere. So hard to understand, right? And of course, in every sentence, they have to mention that we're in a pandemic era. It's an era of pandemicness. Okay, just keep selling the word. Keep selling the pandemic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I am amazed at the velocity of the ability for children to learn.
Mm.
I mean, between like day one and starting puberty, they can learn so quickly. It's astonishing.
It's almost amazing. Yes.
They're interrupting them with race, sex, and misjudgment about like climate. I mean, these chickens are going to come home to roost.
I agree. I so agree with you. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Let's hope our kids can see. And it's going to take good parenting. It's going to take good parenting. But yes, I get your point. They're doing everything they can to slow them down. Okay. So they're mentioning the pandemic era. Now, keep in mind that as people still flew all year, planefuls of people weren't getting sick and dying from the so-called pandemic. They can keep calling it a pandemic if they want. But unless everyone's keeling over and dying from it, it's not a pandemic. It's just not the way we're referring to it anyway. And so I just wanted to mention they're showing, we're setting all these high numbers for the pandemic era, 1.6 million. Be very afraid. But then don't be very afraid because everyone's been flying and everyone's been fine. They separate themselves by 6 feet at the airport, but once on the airplane, they don't. And they're still fine. I know nobody wants to say it, but everyone's fine. They're still good. Okay, I just had to mention just the overall propaganda load today and point out a couple of things. It's pretty amazing. And also I wanted to mention this executive order. This executive order comes to us, and by the way, big hat tip to Eric. He's fantastic. So there was an EO called 13887. This was done in 2019. So I just wanted to mention this is called the Modernization Influenza Vaccines in the United States to Promote National Security and Public Health. Yep, this is when Trump was in office. This executive order, So basically they were saying in this executive order that influenza viruses are constantly changing. This was 2019. As they circulate globally. And they really want some things to happen. And then they also wanted to make sure everybody knew and was well aware that there might be some new ways to address the flu vaccine. There might be some new things coming out because, you know, the critical shortcomings, right? And they said, this is what they said in Addendum D, in the D section of this executive order. Most influenza vaccines are made in chicken eggs using a 70-year-old process, right? You don't want to use that old process. So requires months-long production of timelines, you know, all that stuff like pandemic control and vulnerable supply chain of eggs. We just don't have enough eggs. Wanted to remind us of that. So they're requiring the use of vaccine viruses adapted for growth in eggs. So they just wanted to make sure that we had something else come up so that we could help with the manufacturing platforms. So in E, it says the seasonal influenza vaccine market rewards manufacturers that deliver vaccines in time for influenza. And so they wanted to be able to, you know, we just weren't sufficiently getting that speed down. So they wanted to make sure we had those platforms. So they also wanted to be, quote, highly responsive, flexible, scalable, and more effective at preventing the spread of influenza. And this was only 6 months before COVID, 5 months before COVID. And so they just wanted to make sure that our reliance on that old, you know, 70-year-old egg-based influenza vaccine production might not be enough for what's coming. So they wanted the National Influenza Vaccine Task Force to be established. And that's what they did. And this actually, because you know health and vaccines, right? You think that's what you kind of think. And then no. The people involved in this are the department, it lists them, Department of Defense, Department of Justice, Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, Homeland Security, Food and Drug Administration, Disease, the CDC, the Institute of Health, the Centers for Medicare, and oh gosh, you know, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. And then what they did was staff this, and they said basically they were making recommendations for increasing influenza vaccination amongst the populations recommended by the CDC, of course. They always have to cite one of their own. And for improving public understanding of influenza risk, they just kept saying how stuff was going to, you know, come up and they weren't going to be able to do it. So they wanted to make sure that that in coordination with the DOD, you know, and all these other agencies, ABC agencies, that they could be, here's B for you, explore options to expand. I'm quoting, quote, explore options to expand the production capacity of cell-based vaccine candidates used by industry. And C, develop a plan to expand domestic capacity for whole genome characterization of influenza viruses. And D, increase influenza vaccine use through enhanced communication and by removing barriers to vaccination. And E, enhance communication to healthcare providers about the performance of influenza vaccines in order to assist them in promoting their most effective ones, right? They were really excited about identifying some new opportunities for the DOD's vaccine research and development enterprise. I'm quoting from the document, from the executive order. To both early discovery and design of influenza vaccines, as well as later stage evaluation of candidate influenza vaccines, right? So they go in and they wanted to accelerate all of this. Do all of this, and I just wanted to mention this was coming 2 years after the fact that they put in what was called squalenes, which is the thing that kind of activates, you know, the vaccine in your body. And when they included this, according to Dr. Lee Merritt, when they included this in the anthrax vaccine, the soldiers were 4 times more prone to ALS. Well, they started putting it in the flu vaccine. When Judy Mikovits said stay away from the flu, what she was saying from 2017 on, because they even took off even more regulations in 2017 that were even scarier, she was talking about squalene, which goes by another name now. But yes, using that same thing that was so harmful in the anthrax vaccine for our military. So I just wanted to mention that they were again and again talking about the fact that there are many things coming and we just don't know if the old systems will work and we need to develop all these new ones because it's definitely coming. And I just thought that was so interesting right before the pandemic kicked in. It's basically 4 months. Well, basically a month because of the fact that really and truly started October, right, of 2019. So I correct myself. Scary. Very, very scary that this executive order came out. Very scary. Should be very telling, too. They knew what was coming. They absolutely knew. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.